Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. On this day in 1888, an audio recording of English composer Arthur Sullivan's The Lost Chord, one of the first recordings of music ever made, was played during a press conference introducing Thomas Edison's phonograph in London, England. On Sunday, 2,800 colorful school bags rolled out of Hall 30 at the wholesale market in Boyselstrasse, where pallets of fruit and vegetables are usually collected. For the sixth time, members from 12 Berlin Lions clubs and 3 Leo clubs met at the Berliner Tafel to pack colorful school bags for children from Hartz IV households. Organizer Carolyn Bink remarked that while you can get exempt from paying for books, notebooks, pens, and rulers also cost money every school year. The 30-year-old began collecting donations for first graders in women's shelters 6 years ago. For school beginners, 120 first-grader bags will again be filled this year, with notebooks, crayons, books, and toys from Cornelsen Verlag, which supports the campaign, as well as Office Depot. Berliner Hilfen, the association of the Berliner Morgenpost, provides a donation for the 2,800 school bags, which are filled according to age group. The Youth Welfare Office only pays once for basic supplies, but then nothing more. Families in need with school-age children must register in advance with the Berliner Tafel as recipients, with appropriate proof. Packing is perfectly organized. 30 stations with books, exercise books, felt pens, sweets, erasers, and even small colorful pocket umbrellas are set up in the long hall of the wholesale market. It takes a lot of hands, says Hans-Peter Egger of Lions Club Benefit, one of 100 volunteers this past weekend. Volunteers then move through the stations, filling the bags. Blue for high school students, red for children from the second to fifth grade, and light green for first graders. Starting yesterday, the school bags will be distributed at 29 Leib und Seele distribution points. After a fatal accident at an illegal car race in Kudamm, a new trial begins today at 9:15 at the Regional Court of the Capital. The Federal High Court, or BGH, had overturned the murder sentence against 2 racing men, now 29 and 26-year-old, and the case must be heard for a second time. The men are accused of having killed an uninvolved 69-year-old. The Berlin Regional Court had imposed life sentences for murder for the first time in Germany in a speeding case. However, the federal court considered the conditional intent to kill to be insufficiently proven. The victim's son, Maximilian Waschitzki, will appear in the trial as a joint plaintiff. The 37-year-old told the German press agency that, quote, "It was murder. He wants to continue to draw attention to his father's fate because he believes the dangers of illegal car racing are enormous." Per a report in the Berliner Morgenpost, an unknown man insulted and beat a lesbian couple at the Möckenbrücke underground station in Kreuzberg around 6 p.m. Sunday evening. The two 35- and 36-year-old women came out of the station holding hands when the man first insulted them homophobically and then hit them. He then fled to the park am Gleisdreieck. The women were only slightly injured. Berlin Briefing will follow up on this story as more information becomes available. The furniture giant IKEA wants to buy back used furniture in the future. While it is unclear if Berlin stores will be included at first, the company announced on Monday in Hofheim near Frankfurt that customers will be able to offer their unwanted IKEA furniture in 5 pilot stores as of September 1st. Payment will be made by goods voucher, and a non-binding offer price can be determined beforehand via the internet. The furniture dealer praises the, quote, "second chance" as a contribution to sustainable consumption. Other trading companies, especially in the textile sector, offer similar promotions. IKEA only wants to accept goods in perfect to good condition. The products are then to be offered in the treasure trove of markets at no extra charge, only with additional value-added tax. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.